This is one of the biggest buildings in Kuldīga, the Jewish Synagogue, which used to be the center of the Jewish community. The synagogue complex consists of three buildings. A synagogue, which was built in 1875 during the reign of Russian Tsar Alexander II, a building for prayers, and a chapel. The first Jews arrived from the northwest of Germany, but in the middle of the 17th century, due to the political situation, more Jews arrived from Poland. In the 18th century, the Jewish community was an integral part of Kurzeme, taking an active role in the economic life of the region. Jews often acted as middlemen in trade and did jobs which were of great demand, such as roofers or seal makers. Until World War II, Jews comprised a considerable part of the local population. During the war, the synagogue became a trap for Jewish people. Jews were locked up and kept in the synagogue for several days, and then German soldiers killed them. Later, the synagogue was used to store food. In 1945, when the war ended, local inhabitants broke into the synagogue to get to the food that was left there. After the war, the interior of the synagogue also suffered, and many interior objects were robbed. In the first years of the Soviet period, the building served as a grain storage facility. But in the 1950s, it was abandoned. In 1956, the local government decided to adjust the building for the cinema. And 2 years later, a new cinema, called Kurzeme, started to work there. After reconstruction, the building had three floors. On the ground floor, there was a cloakroom, a waiting room, an artist's workshop, and a director's office. On the first floor, there was a large hall for 450 spectators. But on the second floor, there was a cinema projectionist's office. The synagogue hosted the cinema until 2003. At the moment, the synagogue is under serious reconstruction, after which the premises will be allocated to the Kuldīga District Library.